Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is
Suzanne Tierney, CEO and President of the Lupus Foundation of America's Great Ohio Chapter.
A lot to get into today. You have a big agenda. But tell anybody who, they've probably heard of lupus, but they don't know what it is. Can you explain real quick lupus and that you are somebody that lives with lupus?
Every day. So lupus is an autoimmune disease, okay? Something in your system has gone haywire. And instead of your body protecting yourself, it's attacking it. So it can affect everyone differently. Mm-hmm. And we can go into detail about that because it's a very complicated disease. We don't have a cause. We don't have a cure. We have little drugs that treat it. Patients take a long time to be diagnosed. They also often feel like a hypochondriac. They look normal. You can't see the damages or the havoc going on. It's a very challenging life. But hey, it's Lupus Awareness Month, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here. We want to raise the awareness about lupus. We have a lot of work to do. We're doing a better job. More people have heard of it today. They still don't know what it is.
What are some of the signs, are there any few telltale signs that maybe something might be in the lupus world?
Well, first off is it feels like you have the flu every day of your life,
okay?
Low-grade fevers. You could have rashes on your face. There's a butterfly rash, or you can have rashes all over your body. You're exhausted. The fatigue is so great, you can't pick up your head. You feel you can get chills. You can get oral ulcers in your mouth, in your nose. You have hair loss. Inflammation can be anywhere.
Okay.
It could be in my hand. Like right now, my hand is swelling. I'm getting tired. It could be in my knee, it could be in my neck, it could be out through my whole system. Now, for everyone, lupus isn't pain, mm-hmm. but for me, it's pain, and I also have central nervous system involvement, so that creates a different sets of pains. And it brings along other complications. You can have a whole host of its sister diseases, of other autoimmune diseases. Typically, you don't just have lupus, you have other things that come with it. And when they're treating it, they're treating the symptoms because we really don't have a drug that treats. Well, we have one drug, Benlysta, and it's not a fit for everybody.
Okay. Let's give the website. If someone's like, well, let me go look at some information on the website. Maybe I can match up my symptoms.
So it's www.lupusgreaterohio.org.
Okay. www.lupusgreaterohio.org.
Correct.
Okay.
This is Leslie.
Okay.
So Leslie Viscar, attorney. She's our registered nurse. Okay. And she's doing great things across the state. Tell them what you know.
We have major programs going on in Ohio. Currently, we are working with REMA, a consulting company, and the Ohio Department of Health to provide educational programs. These educational programs are for healthcare providers and allied healthcare workers, where the Lupus Foundation is providing free continuing education to get further the knowledge that we have on lupus. And so we know the rheumatologist is really who our lupus patients want to see. If they're questioning these signs and symptoms that Suzanne had mentioned before, if you're questioning these things, you know, following up with your general care practitioner, and most likely that general care practitioner will refer you to a rheumatologist, right? They're going to plug in all these signs and symptoms, these mysteries as what's happening to you, and refer you on to a specialist, right? So the program that we developed is not necessarily for the rheumatology, mm-hmm. but it is for the allied healthcare workers. So, you know, the emergency room nurses, the emergency room doctors, the general care practitioners that are not seeing lupus patients day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, our medical field knows a great deal and has a wealth of knowledge, but we're just trying to strengthen the knowledge that we have now. There is active research studies happening. There is active data, and we just want to reiterate that. So actually, the beginning of this month, to kick off Lupus Awareness Month on May 1st, we went to Marietta College, and we were able to speak with the physician's assistants there. So these allied healthcare workers gained a little bit more knowledge, received continuing education, and we're setting off. And so this Friday, we will be heading down to OU and going to the osteopathic medicine college there and talking to them and, again, providing these educations. And so the reason why we did this is we set off a couple years ago, and we traveled the whole state. We were looking for lupus patients and asking them, how can we help you? What can we do for you? What can the Lupus Foundation of America Greater Ohio Chapter provide for you? And, you know, in the back of our minds coming into this, we knew patients want and need better medications, better diagnostic tools. We provide hope, right? We knew these things are what they're looking for. Mm. The major thing that came across was that lupus patients reported to us that they feel a lack of empathy and support, not only from their family and friends, but also the healthcare field. And so Suzanne and the Department of Health, along with a great deal of help from Metro Health Hospital, all came together and said, what are we going to do about this? Mm-hmm. And so we pulled together this program, and we've been traveling the state providing education to our allied healthcare workers. And we've also increased the awareness this year, and we are providing education for lupus patients and friends and family.
Do you think there is a disconnect because people don't understand what it is? Like when you see a person with a cast on their arm, you understand they have a broken bone and the cast is keeping it there. So,
lupus patients have periods of flares, and the goal for every lupus patient is to find remission. So these flares of the disease activity ebb and flow. They come and go. And one day you might wake up and you might have that flu-like symptoms, those joint, achy joints, and you kind of ignore it. You're like, oh boy, you know, something's going on. Young women in the prime of their lives between the ages of 15 to 42 are experiencing these symptoms, although men can get lupus, mm-hmm. but you just don't really know. You mm-hmm. think, oh, I have a cold, I have a flu, I'm going to get through this.
Right.
Well, you say that every day. You say that every day, and here comes 3 weeks later, and you still have that aura of that achiness. You're not just feeling yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And small, vague signs and symptoms come about, that hair loss, those oral ulcers. You go get your urine test, and there's protein or blood in the urine. Those things shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And so it's these vague signs that are needing to be pulled together, and that general care practitioner really does need to make that referral so that a lupus patient can see a rheumatologist mm-hmm. to get on the proper course of medication and treatment. And there is no one med out there that's going to help, you know, treat all that's happening. It's treating those signs and symptoms. Okay. And there is no one diagnostic test that says, mm-hmm. yeah, you have lupus. Mm-hmm. It is a plethora. It's a very elaborate examination, elaborate lab draws. So it's not just a cookie cutter, easy thing to do. It's a process. We are seeing that it takes an average of 6 years for a patient to receive a proper diagnosis. Our chapter president here herself was misdiagnosed for over 15 years, and it was a struggle for her. And I think that's something that resonates in our office, that we don't want anyone to suffer for 15 years of trying to figure out, what is this? We want quicker diagnosis. Mm-hmm. We want to get patients on better, proper treatment plans mm-hmm. and have them find remission. That is the goal. We want to help patients learn to live well with a chronic illness and to keep their eye on focusing on how to find remissions. Mm-hmm. What are the things they can change? And, of course, there's signs and symptoms that come about that we have to learn how to manage and deal with. Mm-hmm. And at our health fairs, we're passing out those hot and cold packs. Is that going to cure everything? No, but if you have an ache or pain, you can go ahead and put that warm compress on and maybe make your hand inflammation feel mm-hmm. a little bit better, soothe it a little
right.
bit. So program-wise, if you visit lupusgreaterohio.org, there is a wealth of information for lupus patients to access. One of them is the Ask the Expert series. And so we have an awesome one coming up here, and I should backtrack just a little bit. Dr. Stacy Ardoin is doing a conference for us and talking about lupus and the diagnosis of the disease. And you can access all of these health chats that we have at lupusgreaterohio.org and just search Ask the Experts, and it will connect you to the recordings that we have. And so if you jump on there and you want to hear Dr. Ardoin talking about how to make the diagnosis, you can access that. And if you have any questions on this, maybe you're on the website and can't maybe navigate it right away, just give us a call. 1-888-NO-LUPUS. Someone will pick up the phone if you call between 8:30 and 6, and we'll be able to help navigate you to find the right resources. The Ask the Expert series is a recorded teleconference, and we have physicians and experts throughout the field, throughout the whole U.S. that connect with us and put on presentations for us.
How many people with lupus in this area do you know offhand?
Well, so it's estimated, and that's another great point that you brought up, is that currently, the Lupus Foundation of America is working with the CDC, and we are starting a patient registry with their help to get stronger numbers, right, to really help in the diagnosis. And that disconnect of, you know, so many people have the disease in different ways that the manifestation makes it so difficult to diagnose. Mm-hmm. Well, the CDC has put out a patient registry. It is now started in Michigan and in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we can really, it's going to come to Ohio and we'll have a stronger patient database or patient registry there. But it is estimated that about 60,000 Ohioans have a form of lupus. The reality is the number probably is much higher because of that mixed nature of the disease.
The 6 years of just to diagnose it, for instance. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, you know, that's a great question. It's something we're working on. Actually, we have a great lupus research program with the Department of Defense. Actually, Suzanne had the pleasure of going to Washington, D.C., and really looking at the research initiatives that are happening nationwide. Mm-hmm. And so she represented as a lupus patient to really say, you know, are these research studies beneficial to patients? If patients could even keep up with the criteria, you know, taking all those plethora of lab tests and trialing medication can be tough on a lupus patient. Mm-hmm. And she was able to say, you know, I really don't think a lupus patient's going to allow you to biopsy their kidneys umpteenth times. You know, let's keep down with the invasive procedures. Mm-hmm. And there are some promising research studies there. And so one thing, first and foremost, we have a patient leading the way, letting our researchers know, is this a reality? Mm-hmm. She put a face to a lupus patient for our researchers to know, is this something that a patient could manage and keep up with? And so, you know, the Department of Defense has, for the first time ever, put together a huge lupus research program. And all this information, again, is on our website. And it's amazing that we're able to push forward and get the research and attention that lupus needs and deserves. So this month is Lupus Awareness Month. And throughout the whole month, we want to raise awareness with lupus. So if you're driving around Cleveland here, you might see some of our kiosks that are advertising our Lupus Awareness Month. And on Friday, May 18th, actually, we all wore purple. We popped. We put on purple for lupus. And so we actually have ties. CoverMyMeds.com actually helps sponsor us in receiving purple ties that we will you can purchase online at LupusGreaterOhio.org.
Cool.
Our gentlemen out there that are affected by lupus, you could purchase a tie. Father's Day is coming up pretty soon. Maybe you want to buy Dad a tie for some lupus awareness. But yeah, we all pop. We put on purple. You could check out our Facebook page and see all the fun purple stuff we have going on.
That's great.
Yeah. So the whole month of May, we really want your help to pop and put on purple, whether it's a purple T-shirt, purple eyeshadow, or purple tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later this summer, we have a big golf outing. It's kind of fun. It's a family-ran event with our board of advisors. So July 16th, we have the golf outing at Stonewater Golf Club. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We partnered with Liberty Mutual, and if you guys are interested in joining us, I will tell you the prizes galore that Liberty Mutual gives to us is ridiculous. We have, like, drivers and clubs and stuff that I don't really know about because I'm not a real golfer, but the prizes are beautiful. And if you guys want to come and join us, it is definitely worth coming to see what's going on at Stonewater on July 16th.
So I just want to make sure that if you're a lupus patient, you're not alone. We're here to help. I have a small staff, but everyone has an impact of lupus in their lives, so we get it, okay? We walk the walk every day. So there is no I in lupus. There is the word us. Mm-hmm. And I want you to make sure, you know, if you're in the Cleveland area, we have more programs in the Cleveland area than we do the rest of the state because we're based here. All right. We have new patient education classes. We have support groups. I lead a support group. We have Maple Heights, Garfield, a Cleveland group. My group is the largest group. I welcome you. It's the fourth Tuesday of every month at the Brecksville office. Mm-hmm. You will learn more from each other than you will from anybody else.
That's right.
Okay, they won't. You empower each other. We listen. We get it. You're not alone. 1-888 No Lupus. All right.
N-O Lupus.
That is correct.
LUPUS.
Correct. And in order for there to be no lupus, we must know it.
KNOW.
And we need help. Not only do we want to help you, we need help. So if you're out there and you have resources, and if you think you're a board candidate, or if you want to join a committee or volunteer. Mm-hmm. We can't do this alone. www.lupusgreaterohio.org.
And the phone number?
1-888-NO, that's N-O, lupus.
One more time.
1-888-NO, lupus. That's it. Okay. Have a great month. We hope everybody wears purple.
Go purple.
Go purple.